Right, you might have spotted that Atomium is wearing a orange knitted hat. It's not just because it's been cold this week, but it's actually a mental health awareness campaign, an initiative focused on breaking down barriers and drawing attention to the fact that one in four of us will struggle with some form of mental health problem at some point in their lives. This coronavirus debacle has been going on for about a year now. Fatigue has set in. There's no clear date for any exit from this. And so we're going to hear now from Lisa Skinnerbach, who is a psychologist and member of the Community Help Service here in Brussels. She's written an article for the Bulletin this week all about mental health, focusing in particular on loneliness.
At this stage, I'm genuinely concerned about the mental health effects of the pandemic. What I have watched, initially the crisis, in fact, brought about some compliance. A lot of people did their best, and there was, in fact, a sense of looking after each other. We were clapping at health workers from our balconies in the evening, but the positive effects of a crisis can't stay forever. And now fatigue is really setting in. We're tired, we are disillusioned, as the end of the tunnel, in fact, isn't so clear. I'm part of managing the Community Help Service helpline, which is a free service for anyone in Belgium who is in need of emotional support and who is comfortable speaking in English. And in 2020, we have had a 66% increase in what we refer to as distress calls. So calls where people talk about self-harm or from people who are contemplating suicide. So a 66% increase. And a lot of these calls are from young people. So this is serious. I don't know if you heard last year, the Norwegian Minister of Health, he held a very powerful speech, and I know it circulated a lot on social media. And I think he expressed the difference between being young and being a grown adult very well. So he talked about how you only graduate from high school once and how it isn't possible to return to the summer when you were 17. He talked about things in life we only do once and how this is particularly true for young people. They feel that they are missing out. And they are. They are putting their lives on hold, and it's depressing. And the difference between being young and being a bit older is that when you're young, you live for today, you care about right now, and right now, there's nothing.
What are those sort of early warning signs that you should be looking out for?
Yeah. I think, it's obviously different for different people, but a sense of, as I mentioned before, fatigue, but also a sense of helplessness or hopelessness setting in, and that often translates to sort of, you know, not really bothering to get up at a certain time, not really bothering to get dressed, not really bothering to look after yourself in a lot of ways. So in fact, that also often leads to sort of an even further withdrawal. Right now, as you know, we can connect like you and I are right now via our screens. But when hopelessness sets in, people don't even bother to do that.
I was going to talk briefly about social media, because you mentioned it being obviously potentially of good use and a good way of staying in contact with people. Obviously, it has its other side as well, in that it can maybe heighten feelings of anxiety, and you're reading things that, you know, there's an echo chamber sometimes within social media. There is a balance to be struck there, I guess.
I think it's quite complex, because on the one hand, social media is part of the remedy. But on the other hand, contact via screens cannot replace real contact, if you know what I mean. So it's a double-edged sword, isn't it? Anxiety is another phenomena that we have watched a lot. Anxiety is obviously closely linked to the uncertainty. It's obviously linked to sort of a real fear of the disease, a fear of people around us getting sick. And what some experts are claiming is that we are likely to see a real increase in OCD and in health anxiety, so people fearing for their health in an unreasonable way. So those are likely effects of long-term effects of the pandemic. So as I said before, there is the CHS helpline, and I just want to stress that it's a free service for anyone in Belgium. It is in English, and it is a 24/7 hour service. Apart from that, we have a clinical department where we have a team that deals with adults and a team that deals with children. And I, in particular, want parents to be aware, to be reminded of the particular challenges that their teenagers are facing, and to remember to reach out and to talk, to help their teenagers to put words to what they are going through. I also hope that teachers will be aware. They also play an important role in reaching out. And I think, this is not really my area, but I think perhaps they could lower some of their academic expectations right now. And then, of course, I hope that decision makers will be aware of mental health needs as well, and really make them count. There are many concerns. There are many needs, of course, health and economic needs. But when they discuss and when they make further change to corona related restrictions, it is my hope that mental health concerns will play an even bigger role.
Lisa Skinnerback there, psychologist with the Community Help Service, which has been around since 1971, 50 years now, helping internationals in Brussels. They're only a phone call away if you need help at any time, anonymous, confidential, 24/7. The number is 02648 4014. 02648 4014, or check out their website chsbelgium.org.